Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Songwriters and Original Songs. This is Cool Paradiso from now not quite so rural Queensland. I'm back again after we've been between houses for 4 months, so no studio, no access to all my songs. And we'll do the last six episodes now to finish season two. Today we have an interview with Edward Rusak out of Melbourne. I did record that a few months ago. We also have nine other songs from artists, mostly who played before, but of course with all different songs. Firstly, on a sad note, we lost a good friend from the Fulham community recently, far too young. We knew him as DZD, or Dazed and Confused. His real name was Kobe Crouch. We'll all miss him. He was such a good influence around the forums and the site generally. Personally, I miss my middle-of-the-night skirmishing challenges, where often, because of the strange hours, it would just be him and I left and we'd chat about many different things. So travel well, my friend. So the first song up is a tribute to him, played by his and our good friend Wolf Keir, and posted at the time of his funeral. So now, we have a collaboration between two class acts, Stephen Wordsmith and Marty. Stephen from New Zealand and Marty, of course, from South Africa. Stephen's a top-class lyricist who has been always has people hunting for his lyrics to put to music. He is a lyricist, and I always look forward to seeing what he'll do next. He always has an eye for something just a little bit different. And Marty, most of you all know now, I've collaborated with her and she pumps out great songs all the time with that lovely voice and piano playing. This song is off a collaboration album that Stephen has done and it's called 20-something. So these are his lyrics and the rest is Marty and it's called The Second Drop.
The second drop of rainfall in the city always falls more reassuring than the first. You thank heaven, heaven opened on the city, even though you never knew you had this thirst. Well, there's more than rain that falls upon the city. There is more that slips from even cloudless skies. And if you're not looking sharp about the city, you'll behold much more than beauty in your eyes. In your eyes. Like the fallout from a perfect drama Manhattan, fresh is spilled from off the 10th floor balustrade. Are the juices of an air-conditioned unit as it weeps with joy a gentle zephyr's made. And if your pen just forget the tender buffet of a rock dove's little hopper-listen wings, it might leave your hair instead a stark reminder spoken from the end, from which it never sings. You may even find your face awash with sea mist, yet the ocean is a thousand miles away as you gaze and falls upon a broken hydrant, reassuring in a horrifying way. You'll see your stare reflected in a puddle. Stop and wonder how the pool had come to be. Anything you lose within is dead forever. Better just to let it stay a mystery. Second drop of rainfall in the city always falls more reassuring than the first. You thank heaven, heaven opened on the city, even though you never knew you had the thirst. For there's more than rain that falls upon the city. There's more that slips from even cloudless skies. And if you're not looking sharp about the city, you'll behold much more than beauty in your eyes.
Very, very much, Marty, and again, very nice lyrics. So thank you, guys. Next up, an old favourite, one of our very early interviewees, John Staples. It's always difficult to know what to play from it that he's done because everything's good. This one's called I Was On Fire.
I was on fire, I answered your call. The lightning flashed down from above you. I was on fire, I burned through your walls. I had conspired just to love you. Complacent desire, drawing your ire on big city walls, on subway halls, bathroom stalls. You say I'm a liar, but girl, I was always on fire. I was on fire, I answered your call. And the lightning flashed down from above you. I was on fire, I burned through your walls. I had conspired just to love you. Taxi cab daydreams, bright rainbow slipstreams. Disconnect feelings of retrospect, filled with fresh contempt, failed suicide attempt. Cynical musings aside, I've got nothing to hide. I was on fire, I answered your call. Lightning flashed down from above you. I was on fire, I burned through your walls. I had conspired just to love you. You were the liar, furious desire. I required taking me higher. World feeling lighter, the thing that transpired is driving me wild, giving me fire. I was on fire, I answered your call. Lightning flashed down above you. I was on fire, I burned through your walls. I had conspired just to love you. I was on fire, I answered your call. Down from above you. I was on fire, burned through your walls. And I had conspired just to love you. I had conspired just to love you.
As I always say to John, you know, Americana is a very overused word, but if there is something that defines Americana, John's right in there somewhere. Great stuff, mate. Now we have a lady that turns up every year to all the things, puts out great ukulele songs, and name's Darcy Strutt. And this is one of those, and this one's called Mystical Shaman.
Mr. mystical shaman has spoken. You are more than your history. New stories have been woken. Embrace a state of mystery.
It's lovely, isn't it? Pretty voice, nice ukulele, nice song. And by the way, I found out recently that Darcy has a son and daughter who are both formers, and one of them I often play and rave about, and that's Paul Otteson, who you hear later. So next up's a good mate, Scott, known as Technicolor Gramophone. I can't believe I haven't played his stuff before, because I've been listening to him for years now, and we talk all the time when the sites are open. You know, so he's known as Technicolor Gramophone, and he always does things just a bit different, really unique. And this is one of those, and it's called The Sun, The Stars, The Sea.
Kiss the sun like a god on a high, throw the stars. the sepals of the fire walker. I wanna go where the dinosaurs roam, where the clouds go when the day is over. See the sky. I wanna be where the sun meets the sky, the sun and the sea and the stars.
Good, always edgy, always fun.
Okay, it's time for a featured artist, and for a change, I haven't got to go quite so far. So today, our guest is another Australian from Melbourne in Victoria. He plays keyboard, guitar, and bass guitar, and also sings. I first came across him, and you might remember now, when a couple of years ago in a thing called Rocktober, which after 5090, we always do Rocktober, which is we do covers, and Edward did this amazing cover of In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson. And I think he did it in a door called Mixcraft, which is one I use quite a lot now. So welcome, Edward Ruzak.
Hello, John. And thank you for nailing the pronunciation of my name.
That must be because I lived in Melbourne for a long time. I'll get used to that. That's good. I'm glad I got it right. You did do that album, The Court of the Crimson King, didn't you?
I did, yes.
That was pretty amazing.
Yes, thank you.
Did it take you a long time to do that?
Yes, I recorded the backing tracks to the first two songs a couple of months before October started, and I caught up and did the rest of it during October, which was coincidentally 50 years since the album was released.
Well, some of us remember that. Not you though, but I do. I remember it. I remember going out and buying the vinyl when it was pretty new. So there you go. And you did do it in Mixcraft, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Do you still use it?
Yes, I use it all the time.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find it one of the more simple ones to use. I use other ones as well, but I've always found that one a very easy one to use. So have you finished your degree? Last time we talked, you were studying at Melbourne Uni, I think. Have you finished your degree now? Yeah.
Victoria University. And,
Victoria. Victoria University, yeah.
Yes, I finished my degree.
Right. And a part of that degree, you did an album, didn't you?
The album is a concept album about communication and the breakdowns of communication therein. The album is called... The album is called Talk To Me, named after the opening track.
Right. Which we're going to play a bit later.
Yes.
Okay. And you did you do performance of it, or did you... I saw you do some performances at the uni before you finished.
I did, yes. Some of the songs were from the album, while others were not. They were just covers.
Right. Okay, fair enough. And you're doing some gigs now.
I am, yes.
Tell us about that.
My most recent gig was at the Corner Hotel in Richmond. That happened on the 19th of March. And my music program, Wild at Heart Community Arts, which is a music program for artists with mental illnesses or disabilities.
Right.
They liaised with... the company who ran the concert, the company was called Tibby Access. The concert was called Groove Tunes.
Right.
And I was one of the support acts in the gig. Earlier in March, I did an acoustic session for Callum Carlisle, a fellow former.
Oh, yeah, Spanish Rock, is it?
Yes, Spanish Rock Shop Radio, Offbeat. He played, so I recorded four songs, all from the album, and he played them sporadically alongside other former tracks. Yeah, and he also played a couple of my tracks from this year's form.
Oh, cool.
And it was a very nice experience.
Yeah, I don't think he played any of mine this year. I just didn't have a chance to talk to Callum. I've talked to Callum before, I always remember once he had on his show, because he plays cover songs, he plays real songs, you know, real, you know, famous songs. I always remember once I was listening to the show, and he played, I think it was Tracks of My Tears by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and then the next track was Mine. I felt it was very amusing. I didn't think I'd ever be played on the radio next to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Yes, it's very surreal.
It was very, I sat back and went, oh, that was interesting. That was fun. I like that. I never thought that would happen in my time. So there you go. I don't think I quite matched up the Smokey, but there you go. I don't think many people did.
At the start of December 2021, I did a radio interview at 3CR in Fitzroy in Melbourne.
Right. Yep.
And I think I mentioned the album I was working on and played Talk to Me and If You Give Love, You Get Love. And Phil, the project manager, was there with me. And he also talked about, I think, the goals that I had in relation to Wild at Heart and my music. Yes, and Phil's been organizing some gigs for me, and I've been having a lot of fun playing them.
Yeah. Are they going to continue, or are you hoping they'll continue?
Yes, I'm hoping they'll continue. I like it very much.
Yeah, it'd be great. So how long is your sets when you play these gigs? How long do you play for?
Well, since I was a support act at the Corner Hotel, my set was 15 minutes.
Yeah. Don't get much.
But when I did a gig at Docklands, the On the Road Again busking event, my set was about 25 minutes.
Yeah. And is that enough for you? Do you want more?
Yeah, I think that should be enough.
Yeah, 25 minutes full on is quite taxing, isn't it?
That said, the Beatles concerts were around that time, that duration.
I used to have a gig on Saturdays. I used to play at a winery, and I used to play for 2 hours. I mean, I had a few breaks, but I played for 2 hours, and I used to be exhausted.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I often had to use prompts and music and things, because I'm too old to remember every song, you know, and I managed to play probably about 75% of my own music, so that was pretty cool. But you have to play a few covers to keep people happy sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
You know what it's like. You just got to throw in the odd song. People come and ask, and you think, well, I'll play the odd song. As long as they'll listen to my own songs, it's my chance to get my songs out there. It's always nice. Yeah. Well, hopefully the gigs will continue and you'll get some more, and hopefully you'll find some way to find some funding for the album. And if there's anything I can do to help promote it at all, you know, just let me know. I'm in all sorts of places. I'm happy to tell people where the album is and how to find it, and, you know, as it comes out. So just let me know, and I'll promote it the best way I can. So how about we play a song? Let's play Talk. Tell us about Talk to Me. So that's the title track of the album. Tell us a bit about that.
Talk to Me is an upbeat number. It's about wanting to have conversations with other people. And it's also about the nervousness I get when I talk to girls.
Well, there you go. That sounds pretty reasonable. All right. We'll play. This is Edward Rusak and Talk to Me.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah, look, when I listened to that one, it was exactly what I said. I thought it was a very upbeat track, that one. It's a very nice track.
The track was recorded on my phone, believe it or not.
Really?
In one of the rehearsal rooms at Kindred Studios, where I did my uni course.
Wow. Because most of your songs have got quite a few other people on them, haven't they? Because I assume you don't do that female impersonation. I'm sure that is a lady on one of the tracks as well, aren't there?
On all the three tracks I've sent you, there are female singers and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right. So where did you talked about doing this for mental health and disability. How did you get into doing that? Was there a reason you got into that, Edward?
I am autistic.
Right.
And one of my support workers talked with the project manager. His name is Phil Hoitzenroder. Right. And he gave me a head start with the program and learning about the facilities.
That's great, because it is hard to get a foothold sometimes, isn't it? It's good if you've got somebody to give you a hand in finding your way around. So what inspired this album? What was so you said it was communication, so it was how did you sit down? Did it all come to you in one go? Did you think about it? Did you do a bit of time? Tell us a little bit about the process in it.
Being autistic, I tend to struggle with communicating with other people.
Right.
Like I'm too nervous to talk or make eye contact. The bulk of the songs were written during February album writing month, 2019.
Right.
But a few of the tracks date back to 2018. A few were written in 2020.
So it came together over quite a long period of time.
Yes.
I noticed in your one of your bios, you said that sometimes one of the things you struggle with a bit is inspiration. How do you try and break that down? Because I know you're not alone in that. You know, a lot of people find that inspiration is one of the hardest things to get. Have you found some tricks or ideas of how you've got the fact you've got this much work done? You must have found some ways around that.
I'd say listening to my favorite artists and taking cues from them. And yeah. the way I write songs is I use a technique called the cut-up technique, used by William S. Burroughs and David Bowie.
I know the technique, yeah. I must admit, it's not one I've used much myself, but yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. So basically, that's where you cut out words, phrases, and sort of mix them up, is that? Tell us a little bit about it.
The cut-up technique, that's where you get a piece of text and you use like a machine or cut up the words manually.
Right.
And you rearrange them into something that's just an unidentifiable bunch of words and phrases. And then you look at the words in front of you and you try to brainstorm a storyline around them.
Okay. Yeah, I'd certainly heard, and that came from Burroughs, did it? I'd certainly heard of Bowie using it, cutting them up and putting them on the floor and doing some of his songs that way. That probably why David had such interesting lyrics. And why some of yours are interesting too, obviously. So did you do a plan for it? Did you have the whole concept of this album, or did it? I mean, you did individual songs, but did you have the whole idea out there first, or how did that come about?
Yes, I did come up with a loose plan, and evaluated it over the years.
Right.
Did some refinement.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, well, let's play a second track. And the second track is going to be Lost in a Dream. Tell us a bit about this one. This is a much gentler, more melodic song.
Lost in a Dream, that is, yeah, it is a very mellow song. It's about the euphoric state I'm in when I listen to certain singers' voices or when I listen to music that I like.
Okay, we'll play Lost in a Dream by Edward Russo.
Thank you.
I'm
see that. Yeah, I can see how you'd get to there by it is a sort of euphoric sort of it's got beautiful, you've got nice placement of instrumentation in it. It's quite delicately done, isn't it? I guess if you've done things like King Crimson, you'd be good at placing instruments in there. It's really well, very nice. So yeah. you talked about doing Lost in a Dream, being how in that euphoric state when you listen to people. What sort of people do you listen to?
My favorite artists are the Beatles, Pink Floyd, and King Crimson, of course.
Yeah.
I also tend to listen to some NXS and David Bowie, and getting into some Black Sabbath and Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
So on and so forth.
And you had a couple of very interesting influences I saw in Daniel Johnston and Jandek as well. They're yes. Very interesting influences. Of course, Daniel's no longer with us, is he?
No.
No, sadly. But yeah, amazing performer, amazing performer. And I'd never heard of Jandek before, but I have had a listen to him since. It's different, isn't he? Very different. And apparently he put out lots and lots of records before anybody knew who he was. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and he turned up at some kind of show or something in Scotland and played, and people didn't even at first believe it was actually him, because he'd done something like 40 tracks or 40 albums and no one had ever seen him before.
Yes.
He's a very, very interesting artist. He really is. And we've actually done some collaborations, haven't we? We must have done at least three collaborations, if not more.
Oh, yes, we have.
Yeah, we did two in 5090 last year. I know that we did one called Traveller and one The Cold Wind Blew. I think I sent you a couple and said choose what you like, and you did them both, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what's happening next? What are you going to do with your music now?
Maybe try and get the album finished to like a professional sounding standard.
Hmm. So your album next, and then is there anything else on the horizon with your music? Are you thinking, is you still really got to keep focused to get that out of the way, or are you thinking, are you going to come along to 5090 this year and do anything?
Oh yes, I will. Probably going to try my hand at writing some new songs, and maybe polishing off the rest of the songs from this record.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's a good opportunity to, and it keeps you focused, doesn't it? 5090 is a bit more relaxed than form, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's play one more song. Let's play If You Give Love, You'll Get Love. Now, that's a great message, isn't it? And this is much more of an epic, anthemic type song, isn't it? Tell us a bit about this.
This song is the closing song on the album. And it's meant to have a closing statement feel to the album as a whole. And yeah, it's self-explanatory, given the title.
Yeah. And I think, as I said, it's a great message, isn't it? I think we need a bit of it these days.
And if you notice, the melody that I'm playing on the harmonium, that's also the chorus melody in Talk to Me. So there's a cross reference there.
Right. So does the album, I mean, it's a concept album, so it does sort of flow from beginning to end, yes?
In terms of themes, yes.
But not what?
not having all the tracks segue into one another like The Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, quite. So they're standalone tracks, but they have a theme that links them all together. All right, well let's play If You Give Love, You'll Get Love. So this is the final track on the album, which is called Talk to Me. So this is Edward Brucey. And here we go.
Seriously. It seems you get back half of what you put in. The trick is to want to put in regardless of what you get back.
Of flying doves, if you give. float by gracefully. Oh, the love you take equals the love you make. It doesn't matter who you are. Peace is a circle of flying doves. So if you give love, you'll get love. The most of your talents. Don't bury them in the ground. Love everybody and love yourself. Moving at the speed of sound. It doesn't matter who you are. Peace is a circle of flying doves. If you give love, you get love.
As I said, that is it's a lovely song. Actually, it's pretty, but it's big. It's almost in the power ballad style, isn't it? Almost in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a Beatlesque message in there.
Yes, of course. Of course, you couldn't miss the Beatlesque message. Another band that I was brought up with, of course. But yeah, that's really cool. Is there one person, if somebody came to you tomorrow and said, Edward, you can collaborate with anybody in the world, who would you like to collaborate with?
I would say Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I can understand that. And have you watched the have you seen McCartney 3, is it 3-2-1 or 1-2-3, the show?
No, I haven't, but I did watch the Beatles Get Back documentary. Yeah,
well, I would suggest if you find the time and you can find it, it's either called McCartney 3-2-1 and McCartney 1-2-3. It's just Paul McCartney and Rick Rubin together in the studio. And they're going through all old Beatles and McCartney songs. And he's got the master tapes, and they play around and they just chat like two mates in a studio. And it is absolutely fantastic. I would recommend it to you. If you like Paul McCartney, you will love him. So I say it's either called McCartney 321 or McCartney 123. I don't know what streaming channels it's on, but it's really, really enjoyable. To be honest with you, I enjoyed it more than I did Get Back.
I saw a little bit of the McCartney thing on YouTube, a little snippet where McCartney was talking about briefly mentioning Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And at the time he was doing Red Rose Speedway by Wings.
Oh, yeah.
Pink Floyd were doing The Dark Side of the Moon, recording it in the studio next door, and Roger Waters was asking Paul and Linda McCartney to answer some of their interview questions, but McCartney's answers weren't used because, according to Waters, McCartney was trying too hard to be funny.
Which is a bit of a shame because he is funny. But I guess they're all complex characters, aren't they? It is called McCartney 321, by the way. And I say, if you can get hold of that, anybody, yourself and anybody else is listening, I think it's an absolutely sensational show. It is. But if you ever mixed in a duo or pulled music together, it's amazing because, as I say, they've got the master tapes. And so he's pulling songs apart and telling the stories of how he did bits with the song. So it's really, really worth listening to. And if McCartney is your choice of collaborator, then you shouldn't miss that. It's a beauty.
Mm. Yes.
Well, I think Edward, I've asked you all the questions I would like to ask you today. Thank you so much for coming on with us. I assume that doing interviews isn't something you do greatly by choice a lot of the time, and I do appreciate you coming on and talking to me today. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, no worries, John.
Well, thanks again, Edward. That was great. Thank you for your time today, mate. Well, next up's one of my Northern European favourites, known as Lost John from Sweden. Just puts out lovely songs, performs a lot around the traps, and this is simply called Love, Love, Love.
A man in his prime, ain't it sad to see? He's wasting his time away in his virtual monastery. Oh, you'll never get nothing if you don't even try. You better love, love, love before you die. You got the charm, you got the looks, you better get your nose out of those books. Think of King Solomon, he had 700 wives. You better love, love, love before you die. Love, love, love before you die. You better love, love, love before you die.
Isn't that nice, you know, the quality in his voice and intricate guitar playing. He puts out really, really pretty songs. Always enjoy listening to him and playing his songs. Now we have an old friend that just keeps pumping out those simple but great little songs. Every time I play one of his, people say, oh, I like that Chip bloke. So here is that Chip bloke, Chip Wiro from Florida, and this one's called The Ladder.
Her name was Darla. I loved her so. Thought we'd be married. Did not know till I went to the mailbox today to find that she didn't feel the same way. Wrote me a letter. Oh yes, she did. Told me secrets she had kept hid. Such an old-fashioned thing to do. Wrote me a letter to say I don't love you.
You can say a lovely, catchy, simple, enjoyable song. Great stuff. Now we have one of my female go-to singers. I did a collaboration with her a few years ago now, and I hunted her out because I just love the quality in her voice. We know her as Clean Shoes, but she's Leah McCoy. I played her a few times, and this is a lovely track called Kissing and Telling.
Sit in the corner every night, watching me float round the room, satisfied to rest in the company of bourbon and faded perfume. You've outgrown not one for jealous to do, 'cause I might dance the two-step with a stranger or two, but I'm going home. This fire won't light your fuse. I might lean on the market, offered a few, but I'm going home with you. You're done turning backflips, flirting with hardship, done chasing.
Voice, isn't it? Although she does a lot more than that, it's just lovely. So great stuff. Thanks, Leah. So last but not least, the aforementioned Paul Ollison. He can sing the phone book and proves that here with another lovely little song called Little Falls. Top song to finish on. Well, that's it for now. A season's greetings to you all. The next episode will be in 2023, which we hope will be a great year. So it's bye for now. This is Cool Paradiso signing off. Bye.